You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And I am Megan. Welcome back, guys.
Yay, welcome back to another week. Happy November.
I know. As y'all are hearing this, it is officially November. And in my mind, it's officially Christmas time. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Thanksgiving.
It's not in your mind, that's correct.
But period. I do love Thanksgiving. I do celebrate Thanksgiving. But I don't feel like Thanksgiving doesn't need a whole month to me. Like, just the day is fine so that we can celebrate Christmas throughout Thanksgiving time. And so that's what we do in me and my household. Myra, I'm assuming y'all do something similar based on your earlier response.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Thanksgiving just has never been that big of a deal in my family. I mean, we do stuff where we quote-unquote celebrate it, but... yeah, Christmas always took over. Sorry, Thanksgiving.
100%. And Halloween. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, Thanksgiving has just never got... like I said, it gets the day. And I feel like that's enough. You know what I'm saying?
I may even give it, like, half of Wednesday, just because,
There's preparation. Yeah. So Black Friday... it's super fun and all the shopping and things like that, that whole weekend. So really, I'm going to say Thanksgiving starts on like that Wednesday and it officially ends for me like that Monday. And then it's back to Christmas, but it's before Christmas. Like, it's before Thanksgiving is Christmas and then after Thanksgiving is Christmas.
Yeah. So it's just an intermission.
Just is what it is. Yeah, exactly. Like, sorry, Thanksgiving to me, like, I will never probably have like a bunch of like Thanksgiving decorations and stuff like that in my house. Like, I have pumpkins around. That's pretty much as good as it's going to get, because, you know, Christmas is the star of the show. I'm sorry. So,
yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas.
Basically, I'm super excited. I cannot wait. So ready for the holidays.
I am too. You know what? I think this week, what we should do for our poll, we should ask people when they put up their Christmas tree, if they celebrate, obviously, with the caveat, because everybody doesn't celebrate. But if you do celebrate Christmas, when do you put up your tree? Do you put it up after Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving? Because for me, like, it used to be like a family tradition for us to put it up the weekend directly after Thanksgiving. But when the pandemic hit and everything was just so depressing and miserable, one year, I was just like, you know what? I think I want to put up my tree like early. So I put it up maybe like the second or third week in November before Thanksgiving. And I've just done that ever since now. And I just love that and just look forward to that. Like, I don't get sick of it. I'm so happy to see it and see the lights and see the decorations for a little bit longer than normal. And then by the time New Year's come and it's time to take it down, like, I feel okay about taking it down. Whereas before, I would be super sad about taking it down because I would feel like I just wasn't ready to let it go. But it's like, now that I have it up longer, it's easier for me to let it go right after New Year's. You know, like, I didn't feel any type of way letting it go last year right after New Year's. I was good. I was excited about the New Year. And good. So that's what we started doing.
It's time. As soon as New Year's hit, it's time. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, ever since we've had like our own house or whatever, we've been doing like mid-November before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then once we get to that New Year's, it'd be like, okay, it is time. Like, whenever New Year's, that first weekend or whatever, that's usually when we start taking stuff down.
I love it.
Love it.
I love
it. So excited.
Yes, me too. So you do keep up your tree, because that's another thing. Some people take down their tree like the day after Christmas. Some people wait until the New Year. I wait until the New Year. We keep the lights on and everything, the 26th, the 27th, all that. And then once the New Year comes, that's when it's time to take down the Christmas stuff. So y'all do that too.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, after Christmas, like, I mean, and basically this the next weekend, New Year's is the next weekend or whatever.
Yeah, so but, it's not like it's up for like another 3 weeks. It's literally up for like one more week. Yep.
Yeah, and I'd just be so exhausted from everything Christmas. So I'd be needing that 5-7 days to just relax, and then we literally take all the stuff down.
Totally agree. I totally agree. But yeah, I'm so excited that it is the holiday season again. And this is just always my favorite time of year. It just makes me feel so good and so happy. I love it being colder outside. It's just nothing can beat the holidays. I know there's some people out here who really like love the summertime. Summertime is real cute, but nothing can beat the holidays. And I'm a down that hill. I just will.
Yeah, I feel like I would like summer a bit more if I live in like maybe LA, like where like it doesn't really get too hot. It'd be too hot. It'd be too hot for me for me to enjoy it. I don't like being hot. I don't like to sweat. That's why I'm not a summer fan, even though literally everybody in this household birthdays is in the summer. But
literally, y'all are all summer babies, and we're all winter babies. So crazy how that worked out. For me, summertime is definitely way too hot, and it's like now that I am not off work and like free in the summertime, I'm really over it again. Like when I was teaching, at least summertime was a lot better, but now that I'm not teaching anymore, summertime is like, oh no. So now I just gotta go to work and it's hot outside and I'm sweaty. I don't like that.
Absolutely.
But this is not an anti-summer podcast, you know, like we're not the type of people who make our whole personality about things that we don't like. So we're not gonna focus too much on the summertime. Because why? If we don't love it, we can focus on what we do like, which is the wintertime.
Exactly. Know? Exactly. Yeah. And just a reminder, fall forward. No, fall backwards. Back.
We
get an hour. We gain an hour this coming Sunday, which I'm looking forward to because it sucks going into work and it's still dark outside.
I am so looking forward to that. And it's just like, it makes me kind of throw it back to like my college days, because we would be, you know, usually it happens on like a Saturday night, like / Sunday morning or whatever, when this happens. And we would all usually like be at a club or at a party or something. And so then when the clock goes back, we get like a whole extra hour to party. It was everything. And now that I'm grown, I get a whole extra hour to sleep. And I'm very excited about that.
Oh my God. The evolution of that hour is hilarious.
But it's still all good things. You know what I'm saying? It's a celebration. So I'm very, very excited to fall backwards. Are you one of the people who are like, team, let's get rid of daylight savings time? Like, why are we still falling forward and falling backwards? Do you have an opinion about that?
I mean, if I had to choose, honestly, I would say get rid of it. I wouldn't mind just like being on the same schedule. Only thing is, it does suck once it, like this season, like this fall going into winter, when it starts getting dark, or at least the sun doesn't come up till much later. I hate like having to leave out the house in the dark. Like if the street lights is on, my ass is in the house, period.
Literally.
Like that. Literally. So I hate having to go into work and the street lights still on, but
I know.
But
on the flip side though, I also hate like getting out of work at like 5 o'clock and it's already dark outside. So now where I used to be driving home in the sun, I'm literally driving home in pitch black darkness or close to darkness. It's like it all sucks. You know, so I'm not looking forward to that either. You know?
Yeah, where I'm at now, our manager is like, basically, if you do your 8 hours, he doesn't care when you come in. So I've been getting in earlier. So I get my ass back home before it gets dark. But I have been there jobs where I'm like driving in is dark, leaving is dark. And that is sad. That's depressing.
It's so sad. Yeah. It's like you literally don't see the sun. You know what the solution really is for both of us to have full-time work from home jobs?
Why haven't we gotten it yet? Like, we're good people. It shouldn't be this hard to give us this type of job. I told Chuck, if I get a full-time remote job, I'm being like the TikTok girlies, getting the stand-up desk and that walking pad. That's the first thing I'm gonna buy.
Period. And you know what? I have my stand-up desk, even though I'll never stand up, but whatever. I have it, but I don't have the walking pad. Because I just, like, the way my brain is set up, I don't think I can work and walk at the same time. Maybe I can. Maybe it's not as hard as what I think it is. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I would love it. Because I do want to start doing better, like, get my steps in and stuff. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it. I don't have the best hand-eye coordination.
She gets, like, 10 uh-huh. miles in a day.
That's wild. So is she just walking all day?
About half her work day, 4 to 5 hours.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is. Oh, I feel like my legs will hurt.
I think initially, yes. Yeah. But then you will get used to it. Your body will definitely get used to it. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, guys. Ooh. Let us know your thoughts on all these random volunteer things that we're talking about. Because, yeah. So as far as like, so guys, you know, all the girlies been using the Hope Anisha Cousins a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of this is due to Julie's plans and her influence. The Hope Anisha Cousin is a very, very popular planner going into next year. And a lot of the shops are coming with it as well. They're starting to make Hope Anisha Cousin mm-hmm. specific kits. So if you are or plan to be a Hope Anisha Cousin user, now you can shop at Orange Umbrella. You can shop at Planner K and also More Plans. I know she has Hope Anisha Cousin Weeks kits, but I'm not 100% sure about Cousin kits with that last one. But I feel like it's kind of natural. If she has Weeks, she's probably going to have Hope Anisha Cousin kits as well. Yeah. So I'm so excited to have all these shops having more things available and just more options for us because, you know, we love us some kits.
Yeah, I'm kind of gagged that some of these shops didn't have Cousin kits, but yes. I mean, probably, you know, folks just wasn't buying it, so, you know, business is business. I don't blame them, but glad to see, since the girlies are on the Hope Anisha Cousins, that they have mm-hmm. options now.
Yes, and this is just a reminder that, like, if you love something, make sure your favorite shops are aware of it. Like, hop in their DMs, mm-hmm. like, hey, are you gonna have a kit for this planner or whatever? Make sure you're showing that planner a lot, tagging those shops or whatever, because I feel like maybe they didn't have the Hope Anisha Cousin kits because there just wasn't a lot of interest, at least that they knew of. They didn't hear a lot of people maybe talking about it. They didn't hear their customers asking for it. And now that they see so many people in the community trying out these planners, they're like, well, shoot, I want you shopping here. So, hey, we got a kit for that. So
we got a kit for that for sure.
Very exciting, very exciting. But I feel like Myra and I are like two of some of the only people in the community who actually don't have Hope Anisha Cousins on our lineup for 2023.
We tried, have Hope Anisha
Cousins. Yeah. We just don't have them mm-hmm. in our lineup right now. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I just don't have a big need for it. I've really been enjoying my EC hourly life planner for my weekly. I plan on using the Aura Estelle weeks for my daily planning. So that's literally taken up exactly what my Hope Anisha Cousin would be used for, and I'm really excited about having two separate planners for those things, you know.
I feel like for me with the cousins, it's just too much space on the daily. I don't mind mm-hmm. the weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't really use my monthlies in my planner. I usually do Google GCal for that, basically. Mm-hmm. But the dailies, it's just too much space.
Yeah,
and I don't like all that space. And obviously, you know, I know I could put stickers and stuff down or just write a quote or whatever, but the Daily Duo is right there. She says she got me, so that's where I'm at.
she got you. And y'all, I have gone on such a spree buying so many kits. One, I bought so many kits for my vertical hourly. I feel like I can't switch to another weekly right now because I'm gonna have wasted all that money on all these kits. So I don't want to switch anyway, but another motivation for me not to switch that I have all these kits that I need to use. And I have told myself I'm not buying any more kits until Black Friday. I know that's a lie because all three of those shops that I just told y'all about got new releases coming out very soon that I think I gotta buy before then. But mm-hmm. I'm gonna try my best not to get no more kits until at least Black Friday, because I know there's gonna be some good sales. So
yeah, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Y'all know we're gonna talk about the sales. I'm excited to see what folks have on sale, but sometimes it do be hard to wait. be hard to
wait. I know. It's so hard to wait. It is. It is. Especially, well, for me, it's like anything that I know I'm not going to use until next year anyway, I am going to wait to get the type of stuff. But there are some things that I want to buy soon because I want to use them. Like there are lots of like Christmas and wintertime theme kits and like New Year's Eve theme kits that I got my eye on. And it's like, mm-hmm. I don't want a chance not getting it in time by not ordering until Black Friday. So really that type of stuff is what I'm not going to wait on probably. But everything
yeah.
else can wait.
Yeah, I fell in that trap of waiting on a sale for these Halloween kits with Simply mm-hmm. Kish.
Mm-hmm.
Why my order got lost in the mail and I had to use my route insurance to get it redone. So she's resending it, but I definitely won't have it before Halloween because that's tomorrow. And I cannot
believe it got lost in the mail. That's whack.
Shout out to that so like 50, 75 cents for that insurance.
Because you get your whole order again.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Well, if your original order ever shows up, you can just send it to me since you don't want to, right?
I mean, I'll forward it if it ever shows up. I don't know where the heck that thing is. It just disappeared off the face of the earth. Like, it clearly was dropped off and then it was just gone.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. But I'm glad at least I have it. And yeah. I'll probably still use it. I mean, it's cool, like Scream and stuff like that. So I'll still use it. But
yeah, the first lesson of this episode, because I like what we did last episode where like we just kept talking about everything that we were learning. First episode, mm-hmm. the first lesson is pay the extra 75 cents for the insurance for your stickers. It really is barely anything.
And it's you're gonna barely, be happy
you
did
when your stuff get lost in the mail.
I was like, man, I hope I had it on there, and sure enough it was there. Like I didn't even notice that I had kept it on there because they let it go on there automatically, but yeah, it worked out.
It worked out. Has your Aura Stale Weeks shipped yet? And also, what cover did you get? A cover with it as well? These are questions I forgot to ask you when we first talked about it.
No, I didn't get a cover. It's supposed to be here when the show airs on the 3rd. So hopefully it is here by then. But yeah, I just got just the planner because I got Villa Beautiful's anniversary box. Mm-hmm. And she had a VB Weeks in there with a little folio that I'm using as a wallet right now. And it's really cute. So I'm going to just continue to use that.
Cute.
I didn't like the planner though. Paper was cute. Too thick.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, mine is supposed to be here on the 7th, and I got it with the Airy Weeks cover. It's like the one, not the zip one, but the other one in the lavender color, and I'm very excited. I think it is just so freaking cute.
I'm gonna have to see. I'm very, very excited. Like. I didn't even look it's at very pretty. Level. I didn't want to tempt myself.
I know, right?
So like I already got some, just get the daggone planner.
Just get the planner. See, that's what we're talking about. See, I honestly didn't have anything else to put it in because I've never used a week's of anything. So I legit did not have anything to put it in. So I was like, and then hers are so affordable too. I do appreciate the kind of smaller price point on her agendas. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me go ahead and take advantage of this. Here it is.
It's like okay, yeah, it's color. Like a faux
like a faux croco.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty.
Cute.
I'm very excited. You know, purple.
I love the scallops that she does on her stuff.
I do too. I actually do too. They are very cute. So yeah, I'm very excited.
Let me know if you think I should get that. Because I do like the vibe it has. You can make it bigger or smaller. Mm-hmm. Like the strap or whatever, and it has two pin holders inside.
I know. Like they thought. So let me. They thought of everything except making the A5 and B6
girl
dated correctly.
Do we want to talk about that? Because I'm still hot.
Did we talk about it on the last episode? I can't remember. I know. Okay. Yeah.
It was right there. I'm sorry. I did. I mean, I kept it cute in the comments. The idea was, I was like, you know, I really wish I would have just dated the existing A5 planner that you have. And they comment back and saying, oh, you know, we'll look into that for 2024. I'm like, it was right there, man.
That's a whole nother year away also. That's a whole nother year.
It just seemed right. Like, why are we... clearly I'm disappointed.
I am too. Because when I started to get a sniff of something was coming in the A5 and the B6 size, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. They're just going to have a dated version of what they already have. It's going to be perfect. And then to see it and it's just not, that was definitely a letdown. Because I, like you said, it was right there. So they do have one that's called the Essentials. And I'm trying to look up the name of the other one real quick. It's like the Essentials and...
I cannot think of it because I erased it from my memory because it was the wrong move to do. And that was so successful, like that layout was so successful, like why wouldn't you just try to just put dates on it? Like literally all you had to do was put a date on it,
just date it. Okay, so they have the Essentials and they have the Index in A5 and B6
index,
and
okay.
The Index one is where you have a monthly, you have all the monthlies for the year, plus you have a weekly for the year, and every weekly is like, it's like a back-to-back, so there's like no pages in between. It's literally just a weekly planner basically. And with the Essential, very similar, except you have one extra page, so there's a week and then one blank page. So yeah, there's really no daily aspect of these. And I'm thinking maybe the thought process around this was to have people use these like as a companion basically to the A6 and to the week size, because those do have daily pages, which I totally get that, but it's just the fact that the undated of the A5 and the B6 have daily pages, so you could have had a true all-in-one dated if they had just made those dated instead of, you know, basically recreating the wheel with this. Because I'm sure it's cute, it's gonna work for somebody, it's just not what I would have wanted from that or whatever. I am really excited about the weeks, and the one of the main reasons why I did just decide to get the weeks is because it has a page for every day, which is what I was really looking for. So and the A5 and B6 do not, unfortunately. So
yeah, also I don't like the way the weekly is. It's basically giving the weeks kind of weekly in an A5 size, and I feel like that's completely unnecessary. Me personally, like you said, it's gonna work for somebody, but I'm just in a space where I'm not looking for a planner to companion my existing planner. Like,
yeah,
it's not what I'm looking for. I want it to be not quote unquote all in one, but
yeah,
I just need one main planner, and maybe I have something like for goals or whatever. I don't want a companion planner to my main planner. Like that's
not... Yeah, it just did not give enough. It just did not give enough. I totally agree. And I think according to their Instagram, they said that they were just gonna do the A6 and the weeks originally, but then I guess they started to hear the rumblings that people really wanted something in the B6 and the A5 sizes as well. I don't know if maybe they didn't have the time to make something bigger, maybe they didn't want to put the cost to it, because I'm sure like if they would have did the A5 and the B6 with a, you know, a page for every day, would have been more expensive because those would have been bigger books. I'm not really sure what the reason was, but yeah, it is very disappointing for sure, for sure. Myra's not impressed.
I forgot about that part of it too, because that kind of like what are we doing? Like A5 and B6, I feel like are probably the two most popular planner sizes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe
so they were gonna move throw to in dated. 7
by now. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that makes a lot more sense.
It just is the math ain't mathing on that one. I get the weeks.
Yeah.
But if it was like the weeks and A5, that would make more sense than weeks and A6. You know what I mean? Like,
Because it's like both are very tiny. So maybe give a bigger option and a smaller option, not two small options and now two bigger options that still just don't quite cut what people were looking for.
Yeah. And also what we called as well is that if they're sneaking and doing a surprise release after they release everything, there's going to be some people who will be like, that worked better for me, and I wish I would have known that before ordering the size. Like, you can't do a surprise release on the sides of a planner.
I know. And
we said that, and sure enough, some people in the comments was like, I wish I would have known this before I bought the A6. Or the weeks, or, you know.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. I mean, like I said, like it will literally be the equivalent of EC doing a life planner release in like April or May when they usually do, and then coming out with another coil life planner in like August that you could use for, you know, it's like, okay, well, mm-hmm. I already bought my life planner for the year. Like, what are y'all doing? I would love to have known about this quicker, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just but I'm excited. I am excited about the weeks.
I think
it's gonna be really cute, and yeah. I feel like it's gonna give me more room to just have like a fun, creative outlet, and just I don't know. I feel like I'm just gonna be trying to find things to plan in this planner, but I'm okay with that because it's just so cute, and I'm excited to like decorate it, see what kits may be available. I'm really hoping that like a Hobonichi Weeks like monthly kit will work for this planner. If it doesn't, you know, you could just make it work, but. I'm really excited. I'm back into my sticker era and I'm really loving it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm excited for the weeks. Mm-hmm. I would have ordered it sooner mm-hmm. if I would have known what we were getting, but it's fine. We'll get it today if you listen in on Thursday, and I'm looking forward to playing around with it for sure.
Yep. Yep, me too. Good things are coming. I wonder, did their weeks start in December? Because you know how Hobonichi's, a lot of their planners start like the December of the previous year. I wonder if this starts in December of this year as well, or if it starts in January.
That I am not sure of. I feel like they would have said that, right?
I think they could have said it somewhere. I just might not have seen it or missed it. I don't know. I know they did a couple of like flip throughs on their YouTube channel, but it's kind of been kind of stylized where it wasn't like a straightforward flip through. It was more like an artistic look at the planner, so it clearly didn't show like every single page, so I truly have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? No, I think it does, because I actually do remember hearing in one of those that one of the planners has seven, because the weeks has two planners, basically. Mm-hmm. One of them has 7 months and the other one has 6 months. So I think the first volume has December of this year until like June of next year. Then the other volume has like July of next year to December, and they put like some extra grid pages in the second one to make it as thick as this one. So yeah, it does start in December, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah, I found the post. Yeah, December 2022 to 2023. So
yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, cool.
So we get to start like playing it right away.
Yeah,
I know. I love it. I really, really love that. So, question: are you more of like, do you like? Do you like buying a planner like mid-year, or do you like having a fresh planner to start in January?
I feel like now that I am in like heavy in the daily duo, I do like the mid-year, because that's typically how EC does their releases. But before that, before I found love in daily duo, I definitely was a beginning of the year kind of planner.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I mean, it only changed because of the planner that I was using. You know?
Literally, exactly. Cause I used to be so excited to start a brand new fresh planner in January. And now because of EC and using EC planners, I have started the mid-year, but I don't know. I'm kind of questioning, like, do I want to get a new EC to start in January? Because I do just love having one complete year of my planner. Yes, but then when the release comes out mid-year, am I going to have FOMO that I'm not starting in a new planner then, when all so many other people are? You know, because my goal is to complete a planner. I am very well on my way to being able to do that with my current one that I started in August. But I don't know, a little piece of me kind of wants a fresh planner to start in January. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling away.
I feel you on that. I say keep it, especially if your goal is to stay in that planner. I think I kind of have an out in this because I have a daily duo, so I have a new book in January anyway.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So I have an out, true. But yeah, I do say just, you know, stick with it and see if you can, because you have the hourly, right?
Yeah, I have the hourly.
Yeah. Yeah, I say just stick with it, because you will have FOMO.
I know. Either I'm going to have FOMO, or if I do go ahead and start a new one, I might not have FOMO. Cause like, what if like the new edition of the Life Planners come out and I don't love any of them? And then I'm like, okay, I'm all right with just starting one in 2024. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, even like this year, if I had already been in one, I wasn't like that crazy about any of the themes to where it would have just like killed me to have waited until the beginning of the new year to start it. You know, they were cute and they worked for what they're doing, but like, I'm just not crazy about any of these themes from this past year anyway. So I don't know. I have faith that I'll be super crazy about the themes next year to where I will have FOMO, or am I kind of like, maybe I won't be so pressed about the themes next year? Who knows? It's so hit or miss.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Cause I think most of us really love Just My Type. So if you would have just got your fresh planner at the beginning of the year, you still would have had Just My Type through this December.
I have so many regrets.
Apparently that is one of them.
So many regrets. And that is truly one of my regrets of 2022, is that I did not have I had a vertical, because you know what? I ended up finding somebody, I think somebody in our Facebook group, who had Just My Type, who went through the end of this year, but it was a vertical. It wasn't an hourly. So I got it, but I'm really heavy into hourly right now. So but I go away. I definitely,
well, that's even more reason to stay where you are, because you're not crazy about any of the designs. I mean,
to sign up to have it for a whole year, I'm with you. With you, because that's what I will be doing. That's right.
Yeah, so at least you get to take the gamble when the new come in April, May-ish, whatever.
That's so true. That's very, very true. Yeah, I don't know, because especially since this planner is going to last me until next August, if I really love one of the themes for next year, I might just get like a 2024 edition of that planner, and then, you know, just YOLO from like September, October, November, December at the end of next year, because I really do like the idea. Yeah, there you go. I got my Hobonichi to fall back on. Exactly. Because I really do like the idea of starting a brand new planner at the beginning of the year. And I do want to get back to that. It's just very hard. It's just very hard when the company that you are in, like with the planner you're in, is just, you know, they come out when they come out. So,
that's a good point. I think the best out, I know I'm a stand for this, but the best out, because you technically get two books, is the Daily Duo.
Yes, Myra is back on the Daily Duo train. It's
technically, it can go ahead into a new book, technically, but
that's so true.
But yeah, I feel y'all, because I do. I think, and you know, we came from the Happy Planner world too, so they had a release for the, you know, the annual release. Girl, that was their kind of like bigger release.
It was bigger, but they also released planners like so much throughout the year. I never stayed in a Happy Planner for more than a couple months, because it was just impossible. Like the second I get into a groove with one planner, they come out with another one that I'm just like obsessed with. At least now you can always Franken plan, but they have made their like their themes and stuff so much more neutral to where it's way easier to Franken plan now. So now if you see something else you really like, you can buy that planner and you can still incorporate it into whatever you're using. But man, I used to flip flop on Happy Planner so much. Like I literally never, I don't think I made it 6 months in a Happy Planner. I truly don't.
Same. Yeah. Because technically I have the whole year of 2019 and like bounded, but it's like three different planners technically all through the internet taped together and all that stuff. But yeah, it's really hard. But
yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah, I do want to get back to that annual too, but
I know I really like it. I really like it, like setting it up and
fresh start for the year.
Things. I know. But yeah, I appreciate your point though, about since I'm not crazy about any of the themes, I really, from this year, I don't think I want to sign up to be in it for a whole year when I don't really have to. And I feel like I'm gonna reach my goal of either completing this planner or very nearly completing this planner, at least 6 months in this planner for sure. So I'm excited about that.
Come on, 6 months.
I know, right? I'm just tear out the pages that I'll use so it looks totally finished. I did it. progress. I know. Have you gotten any progress with your 2023 lineup? This is going to be something we're going to talk about every week, probably until the end of the year, because it's ever changing.
Yeah, I know I sent you something, but I don't even remember.
What the hell did I say?
So I'm searching the chat for 2023 lineup.
Okay, I'll talk about my 2023 lineup in the meantime. So I have my EC Life Planner hourly as like my main catch-all planner. I have been loving doing those hourly kits in that planner. And like I put a little bit of work stuff in there, but obviously there's really not too much room for like to-do lists or anything like that. So really it's just me like putting like any events or the main things that I'm doing for the week in that planner. Gonna keep using that, and that is in the Harmony Neutral theme. Also the Order of Still Weeks is like my catch, like my on the go, like daily planner. Super excited about that. I also ordered Archer and Olive's one of Amy Tangerine collab planners.
Oh yeah.
Hear me out. It's so cute. it is so cute. It's not like the inside is not as neutral as it was last year, but I really don't mind that too much because it's just really a fun, beautiful planner. So I would love to use that for memory keeping. I have no expectation on myself for actually like seeing it through, but I'm definitely gonna try because it's just so cute and pretty. And I was just like, look, I just want to have this as an option. I think I might regret it if I don't get this. So I am excited to get that. And for Moxie Life, I am going to use their daily for work. I already have a daily from this year that's like brand new that I never used. So I basically have like 6 months of a Moxie Life daily that I can use for work next year. So I'm excited to get back into that. And then I got like their companion, like a few of their, like the goal setting companion notebooks, but like the journaling notebooks. So those aren't really planning, but I'm excited to get those too. So I got lots of stuff basically for next year, but I feel like I know what my main planners are. I know my main planner is going to be my EC and my Aura Sale Weeks, and everything else besides like the Moxie Life or work is just going to be kind of extra just because pretty much just fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you find your
list? I did find my list, but I don't have any fun things. So to be determined.
What's your list? Maybe we can make something fun.
Well, I'm going to do the Moxie Life for Goals. I do have the digital vertical one. So I'm
thinking
the weeks I might like do a quote a day or, you know, probably may not even use the weeks at all. But I will use the goal setting part digitally. Because most of my goals are digital. Like I do digital vision boards, all this stuff. So it makes sense to do that. My daily duo, I don't know what theme my daily duo was in, and I don't have it in front of me. So just my daily duo. I think I may have bought something different other than the floral one, but I
can't. Maybe color blends?
No, because I didn't really care for color blends. I don't think I would have bought that.
I didn't either. No, but I also, the Harmony Colorful. I like the color blends better than Harmony Colorful, but I wasn't a big fan of either one.
Yeah, I can't remember which one I got. It had to be a neutral something.
Maybe Harmony
Neutral. The florals was too
much. Oh, yeah, they did have the other one, the In Bloom.
Yeah, it was too much for my daily, but whatever is neutral. And then I'm going to do the Worst Stale Weeks. For like on the go, jotting down things. I love having my Hobonichi weeks attached with my wallet. Like that kind of kept up with like where I bought stuff. It kind of helped with CTV like that. So I'm excited for that. I really love their paper. I feel like it's the closest to the Hobonichi weeks. Like I feel like other companies do that, Tomo River, but it don't feel like Hobonichi.
It ain't the same.
Aurora Steele's the only one that got us close.
Because the paper is so thin, it's just the perfect planner for on the go because it's not heavy. It's not a heavy planner that you're lugging around, you know?
Yeah.
Very light. For sure. Very light.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to stickering it up and just putting chicken scratch in it and just having fun with it. I'm excited for that. But yeah, that's all I got right now. Hopefully I can find something to play around with.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like I want a monthly planner. don't know why. Just feel it in my spirit.
Ooh. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you don't really utilize your monthly in other planners, but you can make this, like, you can do, like, wacky holidays or, you know, whatever you want, really, in just a monthly planner.
Yeah, that's true, too. I put the wacky mm-hmm. holidays in my daily duo, and I was like, I don't like this. I'm so used to my daily duo having blank monthlies. I'm like, mm.
Oh, my God. You're like, so this is too much.
I need something separate. But yeah, I definitely will find something. I do have a few things I'm thinking about for work, like that Be Rooted planner that I got. Mm-hmm. I think that will be good for work.
Yes.
And yeah. Hobonichi on the back burner. I do got her for 2023.
Period. But, stay ready. We'll see. So you don't have to get ready. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm excited. That's where we
are right now. Yeah.
I love planner things. You know, I love this planner community. I'm grateful for all the planner things and all the planner community. And, you know, I wish that other people would find their joy as well. It's all where my things
are. Girl, that's a damn problem. And they ain't got nothing to do with us.
It don't.
And we just going to leave it at that, because that is definitely we'll leave it at that.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
This week's episode is sponsored by Archer & Olive. Archer & Olive is launching their special edition Advent box, which includes 12 days of sweet surprises to brighten your days, plus a beautiful A5 dot grid notebook with thick, nobly pages to play with all your favorite art supplies. It launches on November 9th, so set your alarm because these will go fast. And y'all know we had to do something special for our planners and wine crew. Archer & Olive is giving away an Advent box to one of our listeners. Check out our Instagram post of this week's episode for info on how you can enter and win.
All right, guys, so we are back, and guess who else is back? Rihanna. We have new music from Rihanna. She did a song for the Black Panther Wakanda Forever soundtrack, and it's lovely. I know a lot of people are disappointed. They wanted some type of dance track from Rihanna or something, but I think the song fits perfectly for this movie, and I'm just happy to hear Rihanna singing again. Like, her voice has changed a little bit. She is definitely, like, grown and kind of gotten older with her. I mean, it's literally been 6 years since she put out new music, and I think the song is pretty. It's a very pretty song, and that also leads me to the fact that I'm so excited about this Black Panther film. Oh my gosh.
Girl, I cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. I'm so pumped. We need to buy our tickets. I need to
I know, me too. Cause we're going, like, the night it comes out. Like, oh, literally. We have to. Like, Dallas has already talked to his mom. And his mom gonna say she wanna go too. I'm like, girl, but you childless. You can go all weekend. Like, you during watch the week, our child,
yeah,
so we can go when it comes out, and then you could go, like, Thursday night, or you could go Saturday, but we going on Friday, sis. Like, please don't play these games.
Please don't. Yeah, please. Yeah. I know my mom wants to see it too, but, you know, babysitting, I mean, do y'all grandmother duties, so we can get
maybe you're trying to act like they too grown to watch their grandchild. It is like, this, no, you're part not. Of your job. Literally. I'm so excited because I feel like this is a movie, especially if you are a part of the Black community, if you do not see this movie the weekend that it comes out, you're going to get spoiled. And there is a humongous spoiler in this film about who is taking up the Black Panther mantle. I don't want to hear that from TikTok. I don't want to hear that on Instagram. I want to be able to live that and experience that while watching the film. I need that. So in order to have that, you got to go see it the first weekend it's out. Don't play around and then be trying to be mad when you get spoiled, because y'all know that social media is going to be in an uproar about this. I'm sure, whether it's good or bad, social media is going to be doing the most, and you're going to find out. Absolutely. On social media, if you don't go ASAP, so stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, period. I all of that. I will be there. I mean, we'll figure out something with Ashton. Ashton wants to see it too, but we're not doing him on open weekend. He will see it with us the third time we see it.
The third time. Because the first time, you got to see it and get your emotions out and be able to just live in the moment. The second time, you got to see it and really be able to analyze and pay attention to things you might have missed. The third time is when you take your child at, you know, 12 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Which we will be doing.
Exactly.
It's so, definitely going to be during the week and nobody literally. There. Way after the crowds. It might be well into December.
100%. Literally, maybe probably into 2023.
You know, January. Yeah.
You know?
Because, you know, people like to go to the movies for Christmas and stuff. So, yeah, maybe January. He don't know when it come out. So that's the beauty of having younger kids that
it really is.
Don't know time and dates.
I know, exactly. And you know what? It just makes me feel like I just kind of get in my feelings too, because when we saw the first Black Panther, you know, it came out in February of 2018. Mason has just been born in January of 2018, and we went to a drive-in. And so seeing it in the drive-in was perfect, because we were just in the car, had our own space, could change her if we needed to. She literally slept in, I think, Dallas arms through the entire movie. And now having her be 4 years old when the second movie finally comes out, and we done had Endgame and all this stuff that's been happening in the meantime is wild. It really kind of puts it into perspective, like how long it's been, and you know, with Chadwick Boseman dying in the meantime, it's gonna be emotional. But I'm excited for it. I'm really, really excited for it.
Yeah,
these movies mean a lot to Black people. If any of y'all don't realize that. Like, these are everything to us.
Yeah. I've already bought like my outfit to wear to it. And you just remind me, I was actually pregnant with Ashton. And I had to go to the bathroom so bad. Y'all know I was like in my second trimester.
Yeah.
I had to go so freaking bad.
Yeah.
I held it in for Black Panther. I was not missing.
You're not going to miss a moment. You know? And if you have ever been pregnant, having to pee when you're pregnant, like there's literally someone pushing on your bladder from the inside. Mm-hmm. It's real. It is real.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the end credits because I was like, I can't hold it. Y'all just going to have to tell me what happened. So I had to go.
You know what? And I'm happy you did that, because we didn't need pregnant Myra getting the urinary tract infection or anything like that. No. So you made the right choice.
I tried to drink as little as possible, but like you said, you have somebody sitting on your bladder. It doesn't matter. I was going to have to go within 2 hours. It literally didn't matter.
It was not going to work. It was not going to work. And that's like, you know what? That's a good reminder. I'm not going to drink anything during this movie, because if I have to leave to go potty, I'm going to be very upset. I'm going to be very, very upset. So there will be no liquids consumed through this movie. I may get my drink when we get there, watch the credits. The beginning to, what is it called?
The trailers.
The trailers, yes. Have my Coke then, drink it all up, and then go to the bathroom before the movie starts. That might be my plan, because I am not leaving once I'm in that theater. I'm not.
You know, we be taking bathroom breaks before we go in.
Period.
That's our tradition.
Yep.
Go for Marvel movies. It's 3 hours. Like, you have to take a bathroom break before.
And that's another reason not to take a small child.
Oh, absolutely. Right now. Because you know they're going to have to do a bathroom break.
And Killing me with that. And at least you have a son, so you can easily force, you know, Chuck to take him. But 9 times out of 10, I'm the one who has to
entertain.
Only time I can't take her is when I'm physically not there. And Dallas is a choice. But if I'm there, obviously, we prefer for her to go to the women's restroom than the girls' men's restroom. But that's not a fun experience for me.
There needs to be more family bathrooms just everywhere, you know what I mean? Because we need more space, like trying to, not the mom talk, but trying to get into a stall, like a regular size stall with another human being, the maneuverability, it's just hell. Please.
Honestly,
like, belly bathrooms a thing.
Society needs to stop forcing people to potty train their kids so early, because if we were still in diapers, none of this would be a issue.
The only thing, like, I'm fine with Ashton being out of diapers is the cost of them. They are expensive.
1,000%. Oh, yeah. It's so much better. It's so much better, because diapers, man, they are very expensive. You had to buy them so often, too.
So expensive. But yeah. Yeah. Full circle moment to think like we had literally newborns or were still pregnant when the first Black Panther came out. As
I know, and now we literally almost have kindergartners.
Oh, now you're ready.
I know. Right. I am not ready, but you know what, at least the good thing is, because of the way the Marvel universe works, at least we got to have Chadwick in like a few Avengers movies in the meantime, like it's so it's not like the first Black Panther was like the first and last time we saw him, like we saw him in other movies as well, and you know, that's just still, that's always going to be a very painful loss. Every time I see a picture of Chadwick Boseman online or anything, I just get back in my feelings all over again. And I'm super excited to see the movie, but I'm sad that it's truly going to be like the end of his Black Panther era. And it really kind of ended before it truly even had a chance to begin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel the same way. It sucks. Yes. Yeah, like I'm still sad about like Cap and Iron Man, but it's like we got to be able to see them fully be Cap and Iron Man. We didn't get that with Chadwick.
Exactly. We got them for so many movies. And you know what? I think the episode that we do after this movie comes out, I think we just need to dedicate that whole episode to this Black Panther film and just call it like Wakanda Forever. And if y'all not interested, and if y'all haven't seen it, and y'all don't want to hear spoilers, y'all just have to skip it, because I feel like it deserves its own episode.
Did we do that with Beyonce?
We should have. I think we totally at least spent half the episode talking about Beyonce. Yeah. We definitely could have gave her a whole episode. I think from now on, we need to just start dedicating full episodes to like really epic, once in a lifetime things that happen.
Once in a lifetime Black things. Yes. I understand. Yes.
Once in a lifetime Black things. 100%. 100%. Yes. So the next thing we want to talk about is boundaries and how you can enforce your boundaries without being disrespectful to other people. Myra, do you want to kind of expand on that?
I don't know. Boundaries is one of those buzzwords. We talk about this a lot offline where a lot of people have, like, therapy, I feel like, is starting to become a buzzword around boundaries, safe space. I was going to say boundaries again, but yeah, these are all like buzzwords. That people are now like, which are good, like you should set boundaries, you know you should go to therapy, all that stuff, but I feel like people are starting to use it as a way to kind of disrespect other people, because you can be like, you know, it's my boundaries not to talk to you like a human being, it's my boundaries to cuss you out, and it's like, no. That's not how that works. That's not how that works. And that's pretty much where we were kind of going with this, because we see it a lot in the planner community, where folks will be like, you know, XYZ is my boundary, but in the process of them saying that, they are disrespecting other people. They are being like, oh, a boundary for me is not to talk about, for instance, like, I don't know, weight loss or something, because that's something that they have going on and don't want to talk about it. But in terms of saying that that's their boundaries, they're overshadowing this person who may have a weight loss story and want to share that and have their moment. No. And they're taking over that because that's their boundaries. We don't want to talk about this. We can't talk about this. It's a boundary. And it's like, but you're undermining this person's success because you have an issue with it. Like,
That makes sense. Yeah,
that's what these buzzwords, people are using it to honestly be quite selfish. And it's a way to like kind of justify it, and folks tend to back down because it is like, we want to be respectful of other people's boundaries, but then it allows certain folks to start to be rude and disrespectful and overshadow people's success moments or whatever it is, or you know, their moment.
I totally agree. Wow. And I definitely think that this is the opportunity for a lot of people to kind of like check their privilege and check their entitlement, because honestly, I try to live my life with the mindset of like, everything is not for everybody, everything is not for me. So if there is a situation or if there is a conversation that's around me that I don't think is for me, that kind of does kind of cross my personal boundaries of what I'm comfortable with, depending on the subject matter, right? Like, if it's like racism or sexism or homophobia, I'm not just going to remove myself from the conversation because I'm uncomfortable. No, I'm going to let people know that this is not cool. This is not okay. And this is not something that should be discussed in this manner or whatever. But if it's something else that's not like those things, then I can just remove myself from the situation if I am not comfortable, rather than enforcing and putting my boundaries onto other people. And I feel like we see that a lot, especially on social media, where we see these Karens out in the wild, where they feel disrespected, or they feel like their space is no longer safe, or they feel like their boundaries have been attacked or whatever. And so they go on the attack, when 9 out of 10 of these situations are situations that they could truly just remove themselves from, and then there will be no problems. But rather than do that, they have this expectation of other people just folding to whatever their boundaries or whatever their needs are, regardless of what the needs and boundaries are of people around them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel it boils down to, shout out to them, whatever. But it boils down to selfishness.
Yeah.
Because like you said, with the example of if it's racism, if it's homophobia, xenophobia, whatever, that's a whole group of people. Mm-hmm. And that's something, you know, that it's in the masses. And of course you should speak out and say something if it's around you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if like, the biggest step I can think of is for me is like, MLMs.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't mess with them. I feel like at a point in time I had anti-MLM in my bio. Like I don't mess with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there could be a conversation where, you know, somebody is in the MLM and they had their success. I'm not going to be like, boundaries, we can't talk about this. And this, that's a me. That's what, you know, that's me.
Yeah.
That's where the difference is. And I feel like people use that boundary to be selfish. Like I'm not going to interrupt somebody, you know, giving them their flowers because of something they did with their MLM. Like you know, I just don't participate in that. I can sit in a cut or remove myself from the situation or whatever, but I don't have to stop and shadow the other person who's having their moment because I don't deal with it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think people need to also, like, you know, pick your battles, which is definitely something I have grown with a lot and have learned a lot, because, you know, for me, like, I, you know, we like to fight over here, but I definitely have been in the place in my life before where it's like every single thing has to be a fight, every single thing has to be a big deal. And it's just like, now I've learned that people take me way more seriously when everything isn't a fight and everything isn't a big deal. So where now people know that when I'm speaking up about something, it's because I truly care about it, I'm truly passionate about it, and I feel like it's something that needs to be said, and I'm not just jumping on every single thing, because, you know, I don't feel that strongly about everything, and nobody feels that strongly about everything. Or if you do feel strongly about literally everything, you might need to take a little bit of time to reflect, because at the end of the day, like, that's probably not a healthy place to be in, like, mentally or physically, because then you're just spending your whole life just fighting other people. Like, when are you connecting? Like, when are you evolving? Like, when are you growing if everything is always a fight? All of us are wrong sometimes. There have been times where I have gotten in my feelings about something, and then 30 minutes later, I'm like, did I overreact? Maybe so. And even just having that self-reflection is better than nothing. But maybe to go take that a step further, learn that even when you're in a situation where something might be bothering you or something might be triggering you, knowing yourself well enough to not react in the moment, because you realize that your reaction might not be appropriate. Like, you might just be feeling this way in the moment, and you might not feel this way an hour later. And that's what's happened to me a lot, where I've been feeling the way in the moment, I've made myself like really not react, and then an hour later I'm like, oh my god, I'm so glad I didn't turn that into a big thing, because I don't even really care that much. I was just in my feelings. Like, realize that we all can just be sensitive. Like, I'm a sensitive person, and I'm trying to realize that about myself. Like, I'm sensitive. That doesn't give me license to overreact to every single situation I'm in just because I'm a sensitive person.
For sure.
You know, like yeah. I have to recognize that, like, I'm a 33-year-old woman. Like, I have to recognize when things are bothering me, when I need to exit a situation, and when I need to speak up and speak out, you know?
Because you grown.
Yep.
That's grown and have the self-awareness. Again, with this, it comes back to selfishness. Like, yep. Everybody wants it to be about me, me, me. Everything is a big deal to just them, so it should be mm-hmm. to everybody else. And that's not how life works. Mm-mm. Like, everything is not going to be as big of a deal as it is for you. And mm-hmm. you have to start having some kind of self-awareness. And it's wild that, you know, this is a conversation we have to have with adults, but y'all been on the internet. Y'all know how it is. People think that every big thing to them has to be a big thing to everybody else. And that's everybody. Just not, that's mm-hmm. just not the case. Like, and your feelings are valid. If it's a big deal to you, cool. But where you cross the line is when you start disrespecting other people
in order
for your big deal to be a big deal to everybody else.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, guys, let us know your thoughts about this situation. Like, let us know, like, DM us, or you can comment on the mm-hmm. post for this episode on our Instagram page. Let us know if you have had situations where you felt like other people were enforcing their boundaries through disrespect to other people, and they were not able to do that in a respectful way. Like, definitely let us know and report back, because we want to hear about those situations. We know they happen a lot. They definitely happen a lot in this planner community, unfortunately. There is a lot of entitlement that a lot of people are hopefully trying to work through and grow from. You know, we try to be a safe space for as many mm-hmm. people as possible. But you gotta have some self-awareness at some point, especially when you grown. You have to have some self-awareness. You have to realize things and be able to learn and evolve. You can't just stay the same.
For sure. Yeah. In short, stop using buzzwords to justify you being a dick to people.
I love that. Yeah.
Because it's not what it's for. Listen.
Yes, it's not.
That's not what it's for.
No.
Like, I'm happy that people are setting boundaries. I'm happy that people are, you know, learning what self-respect and therapy is. But, like, people mm-hmm. are starting to use that as ways to be assholes to other people. Like, stop mm-hmm. doing that.
That's very true. Very true. Yep. And so, guys, we have come to the end of a journey. Not the journey of this podcast or even of this episode, but the end of Myra's Harry Potter journey. Or is it the beginning? Who knows? Myra has finally completed Harry Potter. She finished Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2. Mm-hmm. So now y'all are free to jump into her DMs to talk about the series. But one thing you cannot do is tell her to read the books. That is her boundary, and that is where she draws the line. But Myra, let us know your thoughts on the ending of Harry Potter and just the series as a whole, and if you are still a Harry Potter stan.
Second what Meg said, I'm not reading the books. I don't care what's in the books. You don't have to tell me about the audiobooks. I'm not doing it. thank you. But I was talking to Meg like about this, and we kind of came to a revelation, like with these like series, like mm-hmm. we said it with Twilight. If they do an ending two-parter, the first one kind of like is very lackluster. Yes. And that's what I found out about part one. Mm-hmm. I felt like we spent way too much time with the trio that we all seen in what, six other movies, and agreed. Really got to understand their dynamic.
Yeah.
We spent way too much time with those three. I wish if we could have spent like 15, 20 minutes getting a little bit more mm-hmm. Action and stuff that we got in part two. Yes. I think it would have really been great. But part two, you know, it was very, mm-hmm. it wrapped up. There was some things that I found that didn't really sit well with me. We talked about one of them, like mm-hmm. Ron's mom killing Bellatrix. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just felt like that was just kind of out of nowhere. And I'm sure there's some explanation in the book. Don't care. But
and you know what? And guys, and what I said to that is that we all hated Bellatrix Lestrange so much, we didn't care who killed her. Like, they could have had a random, you know, a rock fall from the sky and take her out, and that would have been totally fine. Just get her out. Get her out of here. I'm so glad the series ended with her being gone. If she would have escaped, like Malfoy's family, I would have been very annoyed, because I was annoyed that his family just got to walk away. So I'm glad that she didn't just get to walk away.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Like, I would have even took in Neville being the person that killed
him. Oh, that was epic. But at least he didn't kill the snake. He did kill the snake. Okay, I don't know why I was thinking that was Ron and Hermione, but the snake was about to get Ron and Hermione. And then Neville came in and, like,
come through,
love
Neville.
Us some Neville. Yeah. Come through, Neville.
I feel like that would have been a better picking than Ron's mom, just because, like, not to say that Ron's mom, you know, isn't the shit. I'm sure she is. She's Ron's mom. But we didn't really get that development. Like, even when they did, like, group things and, you know, all of Ron's family and all those people, she was never there. So it just kind of felt, you know, like an afterthought to me. Also, I felt it was kind of weird. Like, Harry found out all the stuff from Snape's memories, RIP Snape, you know. Real person too that I just now found out passed away a few years ago, but but he found out, like, you know, what his real motives was, what you know, the truth with Dumbledore, like, basically saying that Harry had to die too. I felt it was kind of weird that when Harry, you know, went into the afterlife for a millisecond, he wasn't upset that Dumbledore, left that information out. He wasn't upset about that. That's not something that brought up. And I felt like that's not in Harry's character. You know what I mean? Not upset, like, in a Slytherin way, like, let me fight you kind of upset. But he's
still having some emotion behind it or something.
Yeah, he's very much about honor and trust and stuff. So I felt that was kind of weird. Like, why wouldn't Harry, like, express that?
I think had Dumbledore still been alive when he found that out, it definitely would have been. But at this point, Dumbledore has been dead for, you know, weeks, months. We're not 100% sure of the timeline of all that. And maybe in that moment, Harry's just so, like, happy to be able to see him again. That's just kind of an afterthought. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just not that big of a deal. Yeah. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like it. Even if it wasn't as riled up as he had, because we have seen Harry be upset with Dumbledore before. So even if it wasn't on that level, just something. Kind of, it just acknowledgement wasn't there.
Something. I agree.
So I felt like that was missing. But other than that, I mean, like, this is still my whole personality. I'm probably going to watch it 100 times again.
I love
it
so much. I love it for you.
It was some missing pieces that I would have liked to have, and some removals of part one. I'm like, oh, Dobby.
Oh my gosh, Dobby, yes.
A free
that
elf.
Was sad. All right. That was really sad. He gave his life for Harry.
That was his friend.
And Bellatrix did that. She killed Dobby. That's why she had to go. She had to go, period.
I'm not opposed to her leaving at all.
It's just
I just felt like it was just a real a weird choice to have her kill her, but
Ooh, girl. Bellatrix.
I just wasn't expecting that at all. I feel like I've heard, you know, through the grapevine that Dobby did die, but, you know, I wasn't in the world, so it wasn't really a spoiler.
Because it seemed like they got away. That was what was so sad about it. It looked like they had gotten away.
And I was thinking, because maybe because I her knife, like, went with them, so I was thinking, oh, now they have some kind of tracker to figure out where they went. But I just wasn't expecting that the knife went through.
Girl, don't even get me started. That I'm triggered. That makes me so
sad. And one more thing that I thought was so stupid. Why the hell did Harry dive to go get that that sword, the Gryffindor sword?
Wait, what you mean? Why did he dive to go get it? You're gonna have to refresh my memory a little bit.
He took off all his clothes. It was cold. The river was frozen
In the ice pond.
I said he crazy. Like, he
why did he have to go get it?
You're not gonna wake Hermione to make sure you get back out.
Now that's that part.
That was dumb.
That part for sure.
Thank goodness it was Ron who was the person that came and helped him.
Yeah, because you don't do that type of stuff alone. Like, what was Harry?
He crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. I totally agree. It wasn't no spell he could cast to make it just come up by itself. Like, where's the magic?
Yeah, that's just a Gryffindor trait that is just so much honor. Like, I'm going to do it. Yeah. I don't want nobody to get hurt because of me. And I feel like that's a downfall for the Gryffindors. Sorry to y'all 100%. Out there. That's a huge 100%. Downfall because Slytherin was never.
That's just not right. What about the people that we lost? Like, we lost Dobby. We lost one of the Weasley twins. Oh, my gosh. That so many students at Hogwarts. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That final battle was just, it was insane. It was
first,
truly,
it was insane and completely unnecessary. Like, you ain't had to do all that, bruh. You ain't had to do all that. He really did.
I loved when him and Voldemort were like fighting like toe to toe. Oh, that was so, when they were like flying through the sky. Girl, my emotions were all over the place. It was so good. Did you understand the whole thing about why the wand wouldn't work right for Voldemort? Why the Elder Wand wouldn't work for him?
Yeah, because it was tied to Harry in a sense. Because at first, apparently, it was tied to
Malfoy because he took it away from Dumbledore right before Snape killed him. Yes, and then Harry took it away from Malfoy, even though Malfoy didn't even physically have it. I thought that whole thing was cool. One of my favorite things about Deathly Hallows and why I was so excited for you to watch it is like the whole tale of the three brothers. I just love
that. Was pretty cool.
I love it. Right? It was so cool, and I love how it tied so much into the story, like with the Elder Wand and with the cloak and with the stone. Like, so cool. The storytelling is just absolutely fantastic. Like, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. And Luna's dad being a snitch.
Oh, because he had to save his daughter. He's like, you know what? I couldn't even hold it against him because trust me, girl, I want snitch on to save my baby. Period. Like, Harry, I'm so sorry, but this is my child. It's all I got. I'm so sorry. Well, yes, I'm glad that you're still an HP stan. I'm glad that you finally watched all the movies. So are you going to watch the Fantastic Beasts movies? You got three of those. They're very different. So don't go into them. If you do watch them, they're definitely not the same thing, but I think they're special in their own way.
I get that they're very different. I'm just tired of Dumbledore's like secrets. My God, like tell somebody something.
This whole thing is literally the secrets of Dumbledore, basically.
The secret of Dumbledore.
The name of one of the movies.
It's so many secrets. And now I'm thinking, like, how did Dumbledore get that wand? Does that mean he had to seriously hurt or kill somebody in his past in order to get the Elder Wand?
I'm sure it's somewhere in the series, but I'm not even 100% sure how he got the Elder Wand, because I don't think it was in the Fantastic Beasts series. So I don't know. That's a good question. The most powerful wand in the world, you don't just get that upon it.
From being a Dumbledore,
I want to say maybe it was given to him by somebody potentially, but I'm not 100% sure, but yeah.
That's why I'm like, not that I think it's going to be anything like Harry Potter. Yeah. I'm just tired of that man's secrets. It's too much. He was single. He didn't have any other people around him. It's entirely too much.
But you know what? The Fantastic Beasts series explores Dumbledore's sexuality, which is a cool thing to introduce and kind of look into. Because I know before that series came out, there were rumblings about it, but that series basically confirmed that Dumbledore is gay. And I love that. Obviously, it's an aspect of a lot of people's lives. Like, you know, gay people exist, and it's important for, you know, non-heterosexual love to be, you know, seen and explored like on the big screen like that. I think it was, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And it really adds a whole new layer to Dumbledore and who he is. And I just love it. So yeah, maybe just let me know if you watch it. We're not gonna force you to watch it. It's fine. Y'all don't be getting on Myra to force her. We're not doing that.
That's a pretty cool caveat though, to explore his sexuality in that. Mm-hmm. And it pisses me off about the writer even more.
I know. Right.
Another person who needs to stop putting their own insecurities out on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Enjoyed it. It was fun. Lots of death. Don't understand how kids was able to watch this, because it was a lot of people died.
It's an emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Literally an emotional roller coaster, you know. But I feel like it's important. Like, obviously not too young of kids, but it's important for, you know, older kids and like young adults to learn like these life lessons that you can get from like, you know, films and books and learning about death and things like that. Because to be honest, as a parent, it's kind of hard to introduce these things to your kids on your own, unless it's something that you like directly deal with. So it's kind of, you know, something that you can really kind of talk to them about through films and books and stuff. So
I think Harry Potter is a good one to explain a lot of life things, like friendships, loyalty. Mm-hmm. Like it's a lot of good like lessons in this. And loved it.
Love it. I love that for you. I'm so
and
excited.
I was expecting Hagrid to die, but he didn't.
He did not. When the day that the actor Robbie Coltrane died, and you texted us and you said Hagrid died, I literally thought, I was like, who the fuck told Myra Hagrid died in these movies? I was like, what?
Yeah,
like,
somebody was being a hater. Why
misinformation? I was so annoyed at first. I was like, oh wait, no, it's the guy who played him. Which is still horrible,
it's even worse, trust me.
But yeah, I was like, Then I for a second I thought to myself, did he die? And I was like, no, he did not. He absolutely did not die in the movie. So
I could see somebody saying that just to throw me off the trail, just to be an a-hole.
Thank God they did, because they definitely sussed out.
My God. But yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. I did boohoo cry at Snape. I feel like that was the most horrible is death. Like, I don't even feel like Dumbledore's death was that bad.
Snape's death was bad. And also when they fed the teacher to the snake. Horrible.
And I feel like Snape probably was crying in the inside, because they clearly were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's like he couldn't blow his
cover. He couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, it was so hard for him. He could not do anything. Because he would have been next. He was in no situation to even be able to defend himself, let alone help her. And then, but her asking him for help, oh my God.
That was heartbreaking.
That was awful. I was absolutely so upset at Snape in that moment. But we know that he was a good person, and that was very hard for him to do that.
Whew. I will say, Snape was literally the most loyalest person.
He was.
And he was Slytherin. So y'all know who is the superior house.
Is that what we're getting from this? That's the third lesson of the podcast. The Slytherins are superior.
oh my gosh.
But at least we got to see Voldemort's demise, and to see him just, you know, dissolve.
Evaporate. Oh, yeah, thank God.
That was so satisfying.
Yeah,
but his voice is so menacing, like, Harry Potter, come to die. Bro, get the fuck, why are you so creepy?
And he was in the other kids' heads, like, you rude, get out of their head.
He was so rude. But then, you know what, I love the whole Horcrux thing. That was just so clever. That was very, very clever. Like, just that whole, like, him, like, splitting his soul all them times. Yeah. Like, that was wild. And them having to figure out all the Horcruxes and destroy them. That was, and then Harry being a Horcrux, girl.
Yeah, I ain't like that caveat, because I hate when things are put on kids just for existing, because literally all Harry did was exist.
Literally all he did was exist. That was crazy.
But yeah, I'm glad Harry got to live, because that I was pissed about that having to possibly be an outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, he was willing to take it for the team, but I hate when kids have prophecy set on them.
I know. And fun fact, if anybody ever watches the new Chucky series, in the first season, basically, spoiler alert, in case you want to watch it, but do you care if I spoil
this? No, I do not care. Okay. I am not going to watch it.
Chucky basically turns himself into Horcruxes. Like, he ends up splitting his soul into multiple Chucky dolls.
All right.
I know, right?
That's too much, like, Chucky.
Oh, shit.
How did he get that kind of privilege?
I don't know. I do not know. But, yeah.
So, maybe they explain that in season two or something.
And because at the end, there's like literally a truckload of Chucky dolls with a piece of Chucky soul in him getting shipped off to stores.
Too much.
I know, right? But when I saw that, I was like, oh shit, Chucky has like Horcruxes. Of course, they didn't call it that, but it's literally what it was.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Wow.
So crazy. But yeah, guys, so lastly, we want to talk about real quick, we want to talk about, since it is officially November, our holiday schedule for the show. So FYI, the week of Thanksgiving, we will not have an episode on Thursday the 24th come out. Mm-hmm. And then in December, we will not have episodes come out on December 29th or January the 5th. So just to give you guys a heads up, but if you're on the Patreon, you're still getting a bonus episode in November and in December, and you also get an episode of Shots in November. So this is a great time to join our Patreon if you want some extra content for those weeks that we are not having a regular episode. Because like I said, there's going to be at least 3 weeks coming up where we're not going to have a regular episode. So we got to, enjoy our holiday.
And have a period. Break. Yeah, and there's plenty of content behind the paywall if you want to join. Do we want to talk about the special November thing?
Yeah, let's go.
So, like, if y'all been waiting, we are going to like run like a Patreon like Black Friday kind of sale. So stay tuned for that. If you have been wanting, it's a perfect time to hop on because we will be like taking breaks, as Meg just said. But we're gonna be doing a sale, so stay tuned for more details on that. Because
it's okay, we're gonna talk about it more soon.
Yes, we will continue to talk about it, so continue to listen, and hopefully y'all come on over because we would love to have you.
Yes, we believe the Patreon community is so fun. So many amazing people. We have such a good time. Especially our Facebook Lives have been so lit.
Oh, good. They have been so fun. I forgot about that. That's content too. I've been thinking about putting it on like our exclusive podcast feed through Patreon, because it's literally just a click of a button, because I know some people would like to
we can definitely do that. We could definitely do that because they're so fun. And we always talk about, you know, whatever is the hottest tea going on in the planner community, stuff that we don't want to put on the regular podcast. Mm-hmm. But we dish about it all with our patrons during the Facebook Live. And it is always litty, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, it's always a good time. If you can make a Facebook Live, make it, because, you know, we have fun.
We do. And our Facebook group is a blast. Now, Facebook has made some really cool updates to Facebook groups to where now you can have like sections for different topics. So we have a whole like Go Wild section where we're talking about all things Go Wild 2023. We're definitely going to be coming up with some more of those in the future.
Oh, we could do Advent.
That's a good idea to talk about all the different Advent boxes that people are getting. Put the pictures of them if y'all want to in there. Put a spoiler warning, please. We don't want anybody getting all mad because shit got spoiled for them.
We're not responsible for the, you being spoiled.
We are not.
But we will try to protect as much as we can.
We will do our best. Exactly. But yeah, guys, I think that's all we got. Myra, did you have anything else?
No. Yeah, just stay tuned for that sale. If y'all been thinking about it, y'all gonna want to hop on the sale. We'll give y'all more details as we get through November and closer to Black Friday. But yeah, thank y'all so much. Thank y'all for going on the Harry Potter journey with me. And I'm here.
Yes, and she loves it. She loves
it. I love it.
Yes. But yeah, guys, thank y'all so much for listening, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.